gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Bashing
Club. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin, and brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat, and I know that because I've got three rescues, and Lick and Lap is the... will die for this. It's unbelievable. It's a full creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with, and it's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. Also, Good Pets food, supplements, and treats. They teamed up with us at Talking Pets to give you 10% off your order by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com for dog treat supplements, which your dogs will need. Tropical Costa Rica, Talking Pets, we're presenting that. If you book now, you get $100 off. 9 days in Costa Rica with Colette. I'm sure you've heard of them from Wheel of Fortune. 800-581-8942 is their number, and the booking number for this trip is $1299-885 with me, John Patch. And also, don't forget, PETA. Check it out at PETA.org for more information about animals. This is Talking Pets.
Old flames run out of mist. Old chrome runs out of shine. Old bottles run out of whiskey. Old folks run out of time. Old promises break easy. Old memories hit you hard. But if you just let them in your heart, good old dogs and God won't ever let you down. They listen when you're talking, just happy you're around. I don't know why they love us, but they do no matter what. Two things you can count on, good old dogs and God.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk with you about your pets at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. Jasmine the dog trainer's in the house. If you'd like to find her after the show, you can at jasminethedogtrainer.com. There's a lot. You have videos and everything like that, too.
Yeah. So my TikTok account, or not TikTok, YouTube account is linked to my website.
You got to promote the TikTok battle.
Well, yeah. So I'm doing like live streaming on TikTok. Sometimes I go on there and I'm talking to people about their dogs and letting them ask dog questions. So my TikTok is a mix of just like everything that I do plus dog training. But my YouTube channel is Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
JasmineTheDogTrainer.com. Check her out. But you can check her out right now on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, because we are live on Facebook right now, but you can also listen to us on Alexa. Just say CRN4. Tune in, and Talking Pets will come up.
And also, the live streams that we do while we're on the show are on Facebook for people to watch after. So people can tune in and watch after whenever they
Good
have
point.
Time.
Yeah, because they're kept on there, so you can go afterwards. And we also, on TalkingPets.com, we do actually have the gallery, in the gallery, all of the shows that we have done.
Awesome.
So
That's
you can listen to any show throughout the last year, and you can just pull them up right there. And but you can listen live on TalkingPets.com as well. Just click on the button, and you can listen there, too. So there's all different ways to get us. Tis technology. So speaking of technology, you know, it's like it's weird because, like, when you go out and you're in a restaurant and so on and so forth, like, it's so funny. You could stand there in the waiting line for your table, and you look around. Nobody's talking to each other. They're all on their phones. Or the kids are on iPads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes me wonder, what did my mom and dad do when I was a kid? Because we didn't have any of that stuff.
They gave us crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
And told us to sit down and not make a whole lot of noise. Don't embarrass me in public.
Well, now, like, restaurants have the kiosk right there that has games on there for kids.
I don't like that. I used to, like, tell my daughter she wasn't allowed. Don't touch that. We're having a meal together. We're going to talk.
And that's the thing. Is like, I mean, when you sit down, it's like when we were kids, my mom, like, we all got together, family got together, and we sat down and had our meal together. And there were I have four siblings. My sister passed 2 years ago or so. Of cancer, but I still have my three brothers and myself, and that was the prerequisite in our household, was to sit down. You were there for dinner, and you had to finish everything on your plate. And if you didn't, you couldn't leave the table.
Right. You could only leave the table if you needed to urgently use the bathroom.
But it was funny. I would use, like I hated peas when I was growing up, and I would stick them underneath the plate. Like, when my mom would clean the table, you know, she'd find them. But by then,
you were the baby.
I was already gone. No, I was gone.
She let it. She knew it was you.
But the dog came in handy, and I was bad then. Yes, I fed the dog tail stuff only because I didn't want to eat it. I was a kid.
So I hated peas, beans, lima beans especially.
Yeah, no.
And my mom made us finish everything on the plate. So she would, like, be really upset with me. But I was like, it was a texture thing, and I didn't like the flavor. I would look at her and just swallow it whole by the spoonful. Chewing it.
Yeah, I will be honest with you, I've tried that as well.
And one time she tried to, because, like, I would take a spoonful, swallow it, and then like take a drink. She took my drink from me so that it would, and I was just sitting there almost choking. Still doing it.
Mike, you know, like, my cats are like that, though. I have three dishes. I have three dishes for my cats.
Uh-huh.
And Summer, my one cat, is on a special diet because she's got stones. And once the stones dissolve from the diet that you have them on and medication, which Dr. Sue gave me, once that's, then she's fine. So a lot of times if you see that your cat's peeing around the house, it may not be because they're mad at you or jealousy or another cat or anything like that. They may have a medical problem.
Yeah.
And Summer did. So now she's on a permanent medicated diet because it's not cheap. But I'll tell you, it's difficult sometimes to try to keep the other two away from Summer's diet because they're on normal diets. And it's sometimes hard to get Summer, away from the normal diets. But I find even when I put them in different parts of the room or in another room, which I do, I have to actually sometimes sit there and watch them because of the fact that
they'll play musical bowls.
Right. They go from one to the other to the other.
Make sure that nobody's getting anything better than me.
Yeah. And the thing is I look at Summer and I'm like, you don't know how much that food costs. You better be eating that food. and because it's expensive. But, you know, for the most part, they do pretty good. But one thing is that if the cats don't have the condition of the stones like Summer does, it's not going to hurt them if they eat the other food. But it is going to hurt your wallet because the food is expensive.
Go through it faster.
And a good cat diet or dog food diet is expensive anyway because there's a lot of diets out there that are just junk.
Yeah. And the thing is when you listen my voice, when you use a food that's not nutritious and not great for them, you're going to wind up at the vet more because they're going to have skin issues. They're going to have diarrhea bouts. They might vomit. So it's definitely worth it to spend a little more money and have a better diet for your dog and cat.
They might be nipping at the tail, at the end of their tail, or at the end of their rear end, you know, something like that when they start losing hair and everything. But there's all different reasons why, you know, things like that could happen. But, and that's like I said before, if they're on a poor diet, then I recommend getting them on a supplement. And you may want to try Good Pets Foods. Like I said, you can get 10% off. Put the word pets in the promo box at Good Pets Foods, and you can get the supplements for them. And that's good. I mean, if you have a bad diet and you're giving them supplements, but, you know, all around, you may just want to go with a good diet and then supplement from there as needed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're going to end up paying for what you get, you know, and a lot of times that's expensive, especially if you have an ill animal, because that can be, you know, a little bit much.
It's going to be a couple $100s no matter what if you go to the vet, at least.
But it's like talking about, you know, got to finish your food before you leave the table, little Johnny. Well,
that's what you tell Summer.
That's what I tell my cats. You finish your food before
and
you get away from
those like,
plates.
She's like, I hate these peas, Dad.
Well, you know what? I find give them a little bit less. A little less in the bowl, and then maybe come back an hour later and put a little bit more in there if you've seen that they eat it.
Yeah.
So this cuts back on them stealing from the other bowls. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
This is Talkin' Pets.
It's okay, remember as you cry, you did your best with the tools at the time.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
This story is dedicated to Martin in Utica, New York.
The Buccaneers beating the Panthers by 34 points was not the biggest story to come out of Sunday's game. Instead, a viral moment when a duck ran onto the field during the action has gone viral. "I caught a duck on the field. I caught a duck on the field," said Anchor Brandt, a member of the Buccaneers flag crew, as he lovingly kissed and petted the fowl on Sunday. Brandt went viral on social media and drew cheers from the happy crowd as they watched him charm the duck and take it away as the Bucs dominated the Panthers. The duck escaped caused a 10-minute delay in the game when it flew onto the stadium. It flew into the stadium and apparently strolled onto the field, wants to play. However, it was the Buccaneers' veteran ball boy, Bruce Barter, who thought he'd seen everything in his 24 years of the team, who was first ordered by the referees to get the duck off the field. "I said, I don't want to get the duck off the field." They said, "We need to get the duck off the field." I said, "I'll try my best," Barter said.
Ducky, ducky, ducky.
By day, Barter works as an IT professional who has never wrangled the duck before. He knew the fowl had become a crowd favorite following the unusual arrival. "I knew it could be an ugly situation as I was walking towards the duck," Barter told Fox 13 News. "There's no NFL training on this." As a football guy, Barter knows about kicking and throwing, but he knew neither would be appropriate, especially with the crowd on the duck side. "I knew I was going to get booed as a bad guy," Barter said. In the awkward dance with the duck, Barter finally herded and gently nudged it until it waddled to the sideline. Barter says, however, that he understands the humor in the situation. "I got clowned by a duck on national television." The cameras were so fixated on the duck that they missed the Bucs' first block punt for a touchdown in 12 years. It turns out that the duck was such a hit, the team's PR department mocked up a photograph of the duck wearing a Bucs jersey called Ducky Irving, just saying. Tampa's duck whisperer, Anchor Brandt, gets credit for the hero as the hero and gives Barter some credit. "He never ordered the duck and resisted any urge to kick the fowl off the field. I should be elected to the Pro Bowl or something for at least getting it off the field," Grant said as he laughed. Go Buccaneers. Visit TalkingPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
Here we go, it's a quack attack. The old school quack, I'm bringing it back. I'm like a quack factory with my quackery. Quick, quack, somebody quack at me.
Quack.
Get ready, the quacks are in. I got so many quacks, I don't know where to begin. Yeah,
quack.
It's getting quacked up. Here come my quacks, you might want to back up.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack-a-back.
Warm, like fresh baked bread or a bowl of corn. So sick.
I wonder if Martin understands this language. He seems to speak duck.
I swear you find a song for every story,
though. He does.
So it's funny because I was at that game, and I was sitting right behind the goalpost. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there with my buddy, and I was like, what is that? And all of a sudden, I'm looking, and it flew around. This duck flew around the stadium like four times. And then all of a sudden, it decided, I don't know how to get out of here. And it just landed right there, like right in front of us practically, you know, and I'm looking at it and it's just standing there on the field and they're playing. And I have to admit, everyone's attention went to the duck and nobody saw that play that you mentioned in the story. And it was funny because like then this guy comes out and he's trying to shoo it with his foot. And I was like, you touch that bird with that foot and that Pete is going to be on you like there's no tomorrow.
Yep.
But then all of a sudden they got it to the side and then the flag guy went over and picked it up, which, you know, for a wild duck, I think it was just so tired and so scared.
He was like, what is going on here?
And they showed a video of the guy taking it out and releasing it outside.
Oh, it's a female.
Yeah, and the thing is that it was nice that they showed that I saw that he took it out and no damage or anything was done to the duck, because you never know with people. But it was an amazing, like, an event that happened.
So did they just, like, release it outside of the stadium?
Yeah, they just let it go.
They didn't make sure it wasn't...
But the crowd went nuts when it landed on the field.
Oh, yeah.
It was something else I've never seen in watching football.
That's hilarious.
Did
the Bucs win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like 48 to 14.
So it was their good luck duck.
What it's funny is their starting running back went to the University of Oregon, which is their mascot is a duck.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So they were... I think that's why they were going nuts, and that's why they call him Ducky Irving.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'll tell you,
when you were saying, get the duck off the field, that was cracking me up.
Yeah. I don't think he said that. You know, it might have changed.
But it was pretty cool, though, to watch this duck. I mean, there's been other animals on fields, like cats and all.
Oh, yeah.
But
Cubs, remember.
I think this is like one of the first time for people. Ducks, though.
I think there's been a duck on a field before.
Oh, has there?
Maybe, but not, I think, football. I think it's the first time in football. But.
Well, the Buccaneers and their marketing department went all out with this duck.
I showed you the pictures before the show.
Pretty amazing.
They probably have t-shirts made already.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
I'll buy one.
Yeah. You know what? I was there, so I would probably buy one as well. And it was cool to watch.
Plus,
it.
You're a bird dad.
You know, my friend George gave me the tickets to the game, so I was watching the game, and my friend Sal and I were at the game. So then George texts me. He's like, I just saw you on TV. Why are you wearing, like, a deep blue shirt? He goes,
John.
That's not the Bucks. And so all of a sudden it was like, I was like, no, I had a Bucks jacket on for the Bucks game, but it was actually warm. It got really warm. So I took the jacket off and I ended up with a blue shirt. But, you know, but I did have my Bucks wrapped around me, though. So I have a feeling that they might go all the way this year again. So
do it for the duck.
Yeah. Yeah. The duck is going to go all the way. That could mean many things. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin.
And it's the Mighty Duck. No, actually, it's a dragonfly. So here's a true or false for you. True or false? Dragonflies are one of the fastest insects. They can fly up to 60 miles per hour. Is that true? Or is that false? So that's actually, when you think about it, that's as fast as a cheetah. Because cheetahs can go up to 60 miles per hour.
So a cheetah wouldn't be able to catch a dragonfly if they could fly.
They might be
fast.
Just even, if that's a true statement. So dragonflies...
That sounds unbelievable.
...are one of the fastest insects flying up to 60 miles per hour. Is that true, or is that false?
It sounds unbelievable. I don't believe it.
818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, if you know, true or false.
Give us a call.
I get dragonflies in my pool cage all the time, especially now since we had the hurricanes and I'm missing my pool screens. Not all of them, but some. And these, you know, and I found out this, is that the dragonflies get in and butterflies get in there. And if I don't get them out, they actually die. And I've been finding them on the floor of my pool on the patio, and it's because they get so stressed out that I guess they have little heart attacks or something, but they can't get out, so they stress out and they die. I wonder if that duck would have done that, knowing that it couldn't get out of that arena.
Probably.
So,
I don't know about that.
I know that dragonflies do eat.
That's probably it was stressed and it just shut down. It was like, okay, I give up. You can do whatever.
The duck?
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely was stressed. It was taking long flights around that stadium, and it just didn't get the concept of going straight up.
All of those bright lights.
Well, that and all the people.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, those nosebleed sections, I was up there one time. They are nosebleed sections.
I forgot how tall it is.
I've only been to one game. It was the Bucks against the Dolphins. And, yeah.
I was
in the lower level. I've never been up high.
Well, we're going to take a break, but we want to know, dragonflies are one of the fastest insects at going up to 60 miles per hour. Is that true or is that false? 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food, that's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. An independent animal hospital has said winter storms and rising sea levels can be almost disastrous for gray seal pups. South Essex Wildlife Hospital, based out of Orsett, said it helped rescue 100 gray seal pups in the last 12 months, compared with about 20 seals 5 years ago. Gray seals on the East Coast usually have their pups in December, and storms can leave mothers separated from their infants. Tom Linzel, chief veterinarian at the hospital, said the team was on high alert this winter. He said turbulent weather could be almost disastrous for the pups, especially on the East Coast where the storms can be really high, especially in the last few years, where it looks like climate change is affecting the height of the water. You only need one storm where the water gets really high or really big waves, and you can wash off the whole population on a particular beach. This is not enough scientific evidence to conclude that climate change is making storms more frequent in the UK, but it is making rain associated with storms more intense. However, scientific evidence shows climate change is causing UK seal levels to rise. Now, the UK is home to about 120,000 gray seals, roughly 40% of the world's population. While common seals give birth in June and July, the pupping season for gray seals coincides with the start of the UK storm season. Exactly when these pups first start to appear depends on where in the country they live. For the first few weeks of their lives, the pups need to suckle from their mothers to gain weight. Seal pups do not become waterproof until they're molt and grow their gray coats. Hospital owner Sue Schwarr said her team was overwhelmed by the number of seal pups that needed treating and that an average is cost about £5,000 to rehabilitate each one. She said the increasing number of pups being brought into the center was partly down to increased awareness and reports from the public, but that the weather appeared to be playing its part. Stormy weather could wash the pups out to sea or further up on the rocks. She said it could take up to 6 months before releasing a seal pup into the wild, and that was no way of reuniting them back with their mothers. Meanwhile, the RSPCA has actually reported a decrease in the total number of seals of all species and ages it was treating. A spokesperson said 272 were admitted to its four wildlife centers in the UK this year, compared with 303 2 years ago. Its emergency hotline received 499 reports relating specifically to seals in 2024, compared to 647 in 2022. I'm John Patch.
From Portland died searching for Sasquatch during Christmas week, according to officials. Around 1 a.m. on Christmas Day, Skamania County Communication Center received a report from a family member of two people who were searching for Sasquatch and were missing after they planned to return home on December 24th, according to the Skamania County Sheriff's Office. A flock camera, also known as a license plate reader, located the men's car off of Oklahoma Road near Willard, Washington. Over 3 days, search and rescue resources, including more than 60 volunteers, canines, drones, and ground search teams, and a U.S. Coast Guard air asset searched for the men. After a grueling three-day search over difficult terrain and harsh weather conditions, the 59-year-old male and 37-year-old male, both from Portland, Oregon, who were reported missing, were located deceased in a heavily wooded area of the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. Both deaths appear to be due to exposure based on weather conditions and ill-preparedness. An air asset from the United States Coast Guard based in Astoria, Oregon, was used to assist in the search for the two men. The sheriff's office thanked the volunteers who spent Christmas week searching for the men through freezing temperatures, snow, high water levels, heavy rain, downfall, and heavily wooded terrain, allowing the men to be taken home to their family. The Skamania County Sheriff's Office extends our deepest sympathies and condolences to the families of the loved ones lost in this tragic incident. The men's names were not released. Back in 2019, a Travel Channel blog post in Washington said Washington was the world's most active region for Sasquatch sightings. Of particular note were the Blue Mountains in Okanogan County, which the Travel Channel wrote is the locale of one of the most aggressive Bigfoot encounters ever recorded. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Out in the cold, out in the dark, something's lurking at the edge of the park. People be warned, people beware, there's a storm on the rise and it's covered in hair. Hear him cry, hear him howl, looking for someone to disembowel. Claws like a hook, eyes like coal, feet so big they're gonna crush your soul. They call him Sasquatch.
What if Bigfoot is actually,
yeah, they say,
aliens that
Bigfoot
decided to live and evade humans, and if you look for them, then they come after you?
But you ever see all the horror movies they make on Bigfoot and Sasquatch? It's like tons of them out there. If you
what
go
if,
to Netflix.
But what if it is an extraterrestrial? And what if it's like they can appear and disappear? What if they have supernatural powers? And
maybe it's just a hairy guy that hasn't shaved. I mean, you ever see some guys? I've seen some guys that have hair everywhere. I mean, it's like on the back, on the arms, on the stomach. On
Devin's over there looking at his arms.
I guess you don't manscape, do you, Devin?
I'm going to say, I don't have hair on my back, but I got hair on my chest and stuff.
But I mean, do you believe in Bigfoot? Do you guys think Bigfoot's real? I mean, they've showed videos. I mean,
I think, even in that story,
I looked it up, and they showed a video of one on a mountainside.
I'm not saying that I don't think Bigfoot. I'm saying, what if it is another life form, and that's why you can't actually get it on camera?
He's been caught on camera.
Also,
yeah, he has been on camera.
Native Americans were talking about Bigfoot way before.
But like, it's weird that we don't see more of them.
Why is it weird?
I mean, there may be one out like swimming in my pool right now. I don't know because
they
I'm not there.
Live
I don't see
here.
It. What do you mean you don't live here?
They don't live here.
They just get dropped off once in a while.
The woods. They live in the woods.
No, well, yeah.
But what? Okay, so my other thing is like, what if it is an ape, and that they've just like modified, you know, what do you call it?
Well, according to, if you want to get in conspiracy, I mean, there was a time where supposedly the government was working on giving apes, great apes, language so that they can actually... like.
Well, nobody said Bigfoot talked to them. That would be crazy.
I'm just saying that there are scientists...
What would he say?
Here's a perfect example.
Jerky.
They just found the best scientific discovery out, I think it was in Russia, Siberia, where they found a mammoth baby. And it's the best one they ever found.
Yeah, I remember seeing
it. And there has been stories from past ones where they wanted to take the DNA from one of those and put it inside of an elephant and try to bring back
the mammoth. That's a terrible idea.
But the thing is that...
How about if they were still supposed to be here, they would be.
I mean, so things can go wrong.
Jurassic Park.
What about the... Here's another one. The story where all those monkeys got out of that lab that time. There's like 40 monkeys. And the thing that got me about the story, because we covered it here on the show, was the fact that... They said, oh, they've never been tested on. They've just been kept at the facility and dot, dot, dot. But one of the first things they say in the story and on the news, if you watch the whole thing, was like, make sure you lock your doors and your windows and don't approach the monkeys. Step away from the monkeys. It's like, well, if there's nothing going on with that monkey,
well,
why do I have to worry?
Here's Jasmine running up to him with open arms.
Yeah, she'd be like, here, I'll take you home.
No, with one of John's butterfly nets to catch one and kidnap it. I want one.
She's talking about, come here, little monkey.
I've got diapers. Come here.
But you can never believe what you always hear. So, you know. Unless you're listening to us.
Yeah.
But, by the way, that trivia question's still out there. It's a true or false, so you got a 50-50 shot. Dragonflies are one of the fastest insects. They can go up to 60 miles per hour. Is that true or is that false? Do they go slower or do they go faster? Or do they go up to 60 miles per hour? Dragonflies. And you can get a present. A dog book, a cat book. We have the Easy Walk pool harness for a dog about a Labrador. We have Good Pets Foods supplements. We have a triple pack for you to try. We do have Lick and Lap and Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. We also have the CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's a music reptile CD. And a glass of a water bowl from Talking Pets. Those are your choices. 818-818-6401. Can a dragonfly fly up to 60 miles per hour, as fast as the cheetah? 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your guesses. 888-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and take a shot at it. So, I mean, and you know what the thing is? Like, if your animals, your pets disappear, maybe it's Bigfoot grabbed them out of the backyard. He was hungry.
Or a coyote.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
But we see those everywhere.
Yeah.
I personally have not seen a Bigfoot sighting.
It's an elusive creature or entity.
It's so big that it's so hidden, though.
I think that they can disappear. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Harry Potter. Franklin out in California. Hey, Franklin, how you doing?
Good.
What's going on? Franklin, you want to take a shot at that question? True or false? Dragonflies can fly up to 60 miles per hour. Is that true or is that false?
True.
This is a question about elephants. Good job.
Congratulations. Now, first I'm going to ask you what you want to go with. Do you have dogs, cats at home?
Yeah, we have a dog right now.
So we have dog books, we have the Good Pets Foods vitamin supplement treats. If you want to try those, it's a triple pack. I can send those to you. If it's a larger dog, about the size of a Labrador, I have an Easy Walk harness, and it's an apple and gray color if the dog is a bigger dog. What kind of dog do you have?
We have a Rottweiler. I don't know. He's a mix.
A Rottie. I wonder if that... You think the... A large would fit the Rottie?
Let me see.
So a large is actually going to fit...
Let me see what the size...
65 to 95 pound dog. So
yeah, I'll be able
if
to
you have a small Rottie, he's 80 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, that would probably fit if you want to go with the harness for now. How old is your Rottie?
We have a...
he's 14.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this will fit.
So he's old. Yeah, this would fit if you want to go with the harness.
It's a cute green color. It's like a lime green. It helps for pulling. It's a no-pull harness.
Or you can go with the dog treats, daily multivitamin, daily probiotic, and the hip and joint plus if you want to go with that instead. What do you think?
Yeah, hip and joint.
Okay, so you got that coming out here. We're going to send you the treats from Good Pets Foods. Did you have a question or a comment about an owl?
Yeah, I know tons about them, but I don't know what the biggest owl in South Korea is.
You don't know or you do know?
I don't know what the biggest owl in South Korea is.
He wants us to tell him.
Oh, we're going to have to... Well, perfect
timing.
We got
pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior... Give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942
or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. And we're going to go back with Franklin out in California, who was our winner, and the Dragonfly can fly up to 60 miles per hour, and he's going with the Good Pets Foods treats and supplements. And Franklin, the largest owl, according to what we understand in North Korea, is the Blakiston's fish owl. Are you into owls?
Yes, I know every owl in North America.
Oh, wow.
Oh, awesome.
So then you knew it was the Blakiston's.
Well, that's a flex.
No, he said in North America.
Oh, in North America. Oh, I thought you said, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, if you ever go out that way, apparently it's through China, Japan, and the Russian Far East, as well as Korea. So, in that area.
How old are you, Franklin?
I'm 10.
Oh, okay. My niece is 10. That's awesome that you know all this, the owl species for North America.
Yeah. I gotta ask you, are you a big Harry Potter fan as well?
Kind of.
Okay, because I thought you were probably recognized this music behind us.
No, I did.
Have you been to Universal Studios yet? They have some pretty cool rides and everything there on Harry Potter.
No, I've been to Knott's Berry Farm, though.
Oh, that's cool. Knott's Berry Farm, I think that's where my friend Cassandra actually, she plays the witch that... on the horror movies. Now I'm a blank. Old age. It'll do you to me all the time, Franklin. But anyway, I'm going to send you out the harness as well, Franklin. So you're going to get the harness coming out to you, and you're going to get the Good Pets food treats for your dog. So thanks for calling, and thanks for giving us a trivia question.
Yeah, we had to look it up.
Yeah, we cheated.
You're
Well... Thanks, Franklin. Hold on and talk with Sydney so I can get your address and we'll ship that out to you.
Okay.
All right. That's Franklin out there in California. So, yeah, the Blakiston. It's actually a big...
It's huge. It's so cute. Look at that face.
Yeah.
Its head looks small compared to its body.
I love owls, so...
Yeah.
So, who might... You know, I know Cassandra, and, you know, I really have a brain fart. You ever have a brain fart where you just can't... And I spent time with her in California. She plays long, dark hair. She looks like... What's her name from the Addams Family? Morticia. I can remember her name. She used to do all the horror stuff and everything. Oh, it's killing me.
I have no
idea.
Right
there. That's her picture right there in the studio.
Elvira.
Elvira, thank you very much.
I was going to say, that's Elvira for sure.
Yeah. So it's funny because I was out with, I couldn't remember Elvira, but I was out in California with her, and I'm sitting at this water fountain talking to her, and I'm like, you don't look anything like Elvira, and she doesn't. She's a redhead, and and like when she gets all done up with the makeup and the hair, totally different than what you would think.
My mom used to jokingly call me Elvira when I put too much black eyeliner on when I was in high school.
When you're going through that phase.
Yeah.
I can see it. Well, once again,
I can see Green Day.
Wait till your daughter does.
I can see it now. You listening to Green Day? Leave me alone, Mom.
Well, once again, if you're looking to get a pet, make sure you go to your shelter or your rescue. Please get one from there. And if you did, Jasmine, maybe you can give people, you know, since we're in a new year and, you know, during the holidays, even though you say don't do it, people get pets, you know, over the holidays for their kids and so on and so forth. Which, as long as mom and dad agree they're going to take care of the pet for the life of the pet, I don't have a problem with it. But... as getting it for a gift and you want the kid to totally take care of it at all times, that doesn't always happen.
No, it's your pet as the adult.
But recommendations for if they got a new puppy or a new kitten on how to start the year out with them?
Actually, just going to my YouTube channel, there's a lot of information there. And people can set up a Zoom session with me so I can like tailor a, you know, plan for them.
Training.
Yeah, because everybody's household is individual. And, you know, their situation can vary. But you definitely want to make sure that you're starting off with crate training so that we can properly potty train them. don't use potty pads if you don't want the dog to potty in the house forever.
And with the crate training, make sure that it's big enough for the dog to stand up, turn around. And if it's a puppy, you can always buy the dividers they have.
Yeah, some of them come with a divider. So you just make the crate smaller and allow the crate to grow with the dog.
Right. Do you recommend? I do, but you know, I know everybody has sometimes different training methods. But if they do have an accident in the house, when you wipe it up, I do recommend taking that scent outside to where you want them to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, if they poo in the house, I pick it up, put it outside in the spot that you want them to go in, and then the next time you take them out to go potty, you take them right over to that spot. Placing their scent outside helps them understand that that's where their smell is supposed to go. Make sure when you're cleaning up the potty accidents in the house, you use an enzymatic cleaning spray.
Yeah, because you don't want to mask the smell. You got to remove it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is...
Even on tile and hardwood, it still seeps... scent seeps into the floor. You cannot use a regular household cleaner.
It's the same thing with cats. And, you know, dog pee is one thing. You don't know... Like, you could smell it, but then usually you can't smell it after that. Cat pee...
It's sticky. It's thick.
It is strong.
Yeah.
So, if they go somewhere in the house, you're going to know it. But the scary part is if you go and rent or buy a black light, and you can get them at pet stores, and you go around your house with that.
A lot of people hate me when I have them do that because they're like, I don't want to be in my house anymore.
Right, because you don't realize like the stuff. Lord forbid you
take. And it splashes, so like there's little splatters on the wall next to where there were spots on the floor. Yeah.
I'm a big Gordon Ramsay fan, and he used to do those shows, and he took a black light to like...
A kitchen?
No, to the hotel.
Oh, and it's a kitchen.
It was like these shows where it was like a resort or something. And he took it up to the room in the black light, and he went over the top of the bed with the black light.
The clean bedding?
It was like someone was murdered on it. It was like, how often do they wash them?
They don't wash. Yeah, so you bed never
bugs
use the
and
blanket.
Everything else.
I peel the blanket
I do
off,
too.
And then I'm using the sheets.
Yep.
Do you do it that way, too?
Yeah. With paper, like little pieces of Kleenex on my fingers, because I don't want to touch that.
You never know where it's been. But it could have bed bugs. We talked about that as well. So
I check under the mattress and stuff when I go in a hotel.
Yeah, because they're like black dots.
Yeah.
You can see them.
Because you can see the it's their poo.
Yeah, well, not just that. You can see the bugs. I mean, they're... Once they fill up... You know, when my dad...
Okay, I don't want to talk about bugs anymore.
My dad was listening one year when my dad was alive, and we were doing like a show like this. We talked about bugs, and your body, whether you know it or not, is covered
from
head to toe
mites.
With bugs.
Your animals, too.
Right. And it's part of your, you know, they eat the dead skin and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And I told my dad that. We were talking about bed bugs and all kinds of things. He was afraid to go to bed that night. I was like, Dad, you can get in your bed. You don't see them necessarily, but they're there. So.
Right. You know how many mites live in your bed?
Okay. Well, Happy New Year out there. Hey, from all of us, all of you, don't forget, Talking Pets, same pet time, same pet channel. Spay and neuter your pets, and we'll talk to you again very soon. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And check her out at jasminethedogtrainer.com. Bye for now.
It's the opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.